Hello and welcome to another episode of Superior Mind Body Health Podcast. I am your host, Monica Banach, an advanced practice nurse and a fasting expert. I'm so happy and thankful for each and every one of you for being here today. If you haven't already subscribed to my YouTube channel and my podcast, please do so you can get those weekly notifications when the new episodes come out. Today, I will be discussing and talking about the most popular episode that I recorded, was episode one, is how I lost 57 pounds in 3 months. But this episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to go in more details how I went from this to this in just 3 months. But more importantly, I'm going to discuss the things I would change if I went through this process again, because I made a lot of mistakes during the process, and I want to share those so you don't make the same mistakes. Of course, everything I discuss here is my personal experience only. None of this is medical advice. So before you embark on any fasting journey or make any changes to your diet or exercise, be sure to consult your doctor or your PCP. So almost 4 years ago, I embarked on a journey of total transformation. It was one of those things. I've been probably overweight for at least 10 years. The highest weight I got up to was, I believe, 250 pounds. This is the most recent picture, or not recent. That was the only picture that I could find. And this reminds me, if you are going through your weight loss journey, don't be afraid to keep those pictures, because I hate it. Any of my pictures that were I was overweight or obese on, and so I would delete all of them. So now, and back then, 4 years ago, I wished I have kept those pictures because I could show more accurately the transformation that I have achieved. So don't make that mistake. I mean, I know it's hard to look at them sometimes, but maybe save them in, like, you know, a hidden folder or something, and don't even look at them until you lose the weight or achieve whatever you are going after. That's my biggest advice there. So 4 years ago, right when it hit, I was introduced to fasting. It was one of those things that finally felt like was working for me. Of course, I've tried every diet known to man, you know, keto, low carb, I mean, you name it, I've probably tried it. So when I discovered fasting, it really resonated with me, because the other thing that was really motivating for me is the process of healing from inside and the process of autophagy when you are fasting. Plus, you know, dropping the weight real quickly was a very motivating factor for me. I didn't know much about fasting, so I went ahead and hired a coach to help me navigate through the first couple months and to make sure that I was doing things safely. I didn't want to do anything that would harm my body. And I really appreciated all the knowledge and all the motivation from this particular coach. But one thing that this coach did not have a lot of knowledge about is female hormones. When I was fasting, I did not pay attention to when I was having my period, the times that I shouldn't be fasting, and it really, really hurt me later on. I ended up with a lot of issues, hormonal imbalances, hair loss, moodiness, and some weight regain. I can discuss a little bit more in detail about, like, what the recommendations are to avoid when you are in a childbearing age, meaning usually around 14 till, I don't know, 50 when your period ends. It's very important to make sure you are following the appropriate guidelines in order to optimize your hormones and not to make it worse. And so I did the opposite. So I lost 57 pounds in 3 months. It might seem extreme, but for me, it was the only way to get the momentum going after so many failed attempts and just trying to lose weight for the past 10 years. So my protocol, when I started this, majority of the weight I lost was during the first month. So I started in, I think, April 2019, maybe, or 20. And so during the first month, I had the highest amount of weight lost. I released literally 30 pounds in the first month. And that's something that kind of helped keep me going and keep me motivated. And later on, during month two and three, I hit some stalls, which I'll discuss in a detail here shortly. So let's talk about the first month. So when I started, during the first month, I did rolling 48, 72-hour fast. So what that means is when you roll back-to-back, I did back-to-back 48, 72-hour fast. So what that means is I would fast for 48 hours. I would break my fast. I would eat a meal, usually around 1,200 calories. I would spread my meal within 2 hours. I try not to keep a long eating window because I knew that I would probably graze and eat throughout the day if I allowed myself to do that. So my meals were low carb, very clean. I ate basically, you know, chicken, fish, maybe some veggies, occasionally a small amount of a sweet potato. But again, very, very clean, low carb, probably under 70 grams of carbs. I also, during that time, of course, I also quit drinking alcohol. I mean, you couldn't really drink alcohol when you're refeeding for 2 hours. You don't want to, that's not something you want to drink after you break your fast because it really defeats the purpose. So after the 48-hour fast, I would refeed, and then I would jump right into a 72-hour fast. Then when I finished a 72-hour fast, I would refeed, same thing again, approximately 2-hour refeed. And I did usually start off with like a bone broth to kind of help wake up my digestion, especially after the 72-hour fast. That's a little bit of a longer fast, so you have to kind of allow your body to kind of wake up, build up some more of those digestive enzymes so you're not feeling bloated or have some GI issues. Also, during that time, I walked a lot. Probably between 10 miles a day, usually. Again, it was during, I was working about half time. The hospitals were, where I worked, we only did emergency cases. So they cut us down to about half time. So I had all this time, you know, everything was closed. The gym were closed. I couldn't really do any weight training. I guess I could do it at home, but I just opted out to walk. So I would go, I didn't do 10 miles at once. I would go and walk in the morning, maybe a couple miles, usually up to an hour at a time. Then I would walk at noon and then in the evening. So usually accumulated to about 10 miles per day. That was a big game changer for me. The walking, when you are in a fat burning mode and you walk that much, all that, I mean, you're literally burning fat like on fire. It's incredible how quickly you can drop the weight. Some people might argue, you know, losing this much weight in 1 month is unhealthy. Sure, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. One thing I know that for sure is that carrying that much toxic weight on my body, near 250 pounds, was definitely unhealthy. I had high blood pressure. I had insulin resistance, not quite yet diabetic, but I definitely had some insulin resistance, gut dysbiosis. I would anytime I would eat something, I would get really bloated and just felt terrible. Irregular cycle. My hormones were all over the place. I was moody. I had low energy, low sex drive. Just not feeling good. You know, that's not something you want to feel like. It doesn't matter what age you are, 30, 40, 50, 60. That's not a good way to feel. Also, during that first month when I lost 30 pounds, I did a lot of like mindset work. I journaled every day. I meditated. I reached out to my coach. He was my accountability coach, and that was really helpful. I think having the accountability and having to have to send pictures to your coach every week really kept me on my toes. And I highly recommend that. If you're having a tough time getting started, get someone to keep you accountable. Get a coach that knows the ins and outs of what you're doing to help keep you on the right track. So weight loss is not linear. Like, I didn't gain this much weight, nearly 70, 80 pounds in approximately 3-4 years, because I was happy and healthy here and mentally. It's important to work on that mental part too. It should be a big, big part of your daily journey. And actually, after going through this whole process, I created a course that I basically used to get myself to lose weight. And I created a course called Mind Body Boss that encompasses all the different aspects of, you know, what does it take to really lose weight? You know, it's not just the weight loss, the number on the scale. You have to shift the way you think. You have to change your old habits, nutrition, and just really kind of dig into like who you really are and heal the parts of you that maybe are still you're dragging from, you know, early age. I didn't realize this, but I was dragging. I started emotionally eating when I was 16. When I moved to the United States, I remember after I got done at school, I didn't speak any English. I was bullied in school. And when I got home, I would go and study, and I would eat when I was studying, because that was the only thing that made me feel good. So that's kind of how that habit started. And I didn't realize that till I started doing a lot of journaling and allowed myself to listen to my inner self. Like, what is coming out? What emotions are coming out? When you can't eat, when you are an emotional eater and you can't eat, but you're actually sitting there, you sit with those emotions, you listen to your emotions, it's absolutely remarkable of what you can find out when you truly listen. And that's something that came up for me when I started this whole journey. And of course, the course is available on my Instagram and my link if you want to check it out. It's an incredible resource that if you're going through the same journey, and plus it has some fasting, a lot of fasting tips. So going back to the first month, one of the big things that I want to discuss is that the main thing that I would have changed is to, if I did it all over again, is to avoid fasting at the times like at least five days before my cycle. Because that's when you want to incorporate certain foods to help build your progesterone and your estrogen. And also you want to avoid fasting during ovulation, usually day 12 to 14. And again, you know, that's not like it's a lot of days, like before your period, 5 days before your cycle starts. And then, you know, during ovulation, that's really about a week. So it's not like you're losing a ton of time by doing this. If it happens like one time, 1 month, and you accidentally fast during your, like 5 days before your period, that's not a big deal. But again, I did this probably for, I would say, 6 months. I didn't pay attention at all to my cycle. And so that's what kind of got me in troubles, because 6 months later, I lost a lot of my hair. I was moody. I regained some weight because I wasn't feeling good. Your hormone, the hormonal balance, it's a big deal. Again, for men, it's not that big of a deal because they don't go through all these different phases. Men can fast anytime. Not a big deal for them. But for women, we really, really have to tune into our body and our cycle. One great resource for this is Dr. Mindy Pels. She has a lot. She discusses a lot of this on her YouTube channel. If that's something that you want to maybe look into, if you are in that phase or even in the menopause, perimenopause. So month one was great. Lost 30 pounds. I mean, I looked, people would, like, people noticed. I was like they would call me skinny meanie. And, you know, I went from being like wearing extra large scrubs to like medium scrubs. So, I mean, that was a huge difference in a month. On month two, I changed a few things. I didn't do the rolling 72-42-hour fast. I hit a few stalls. I decreased the amount of time that I was fasting. So I would maybe go between, you know, OMAD and then do like a 48-hour fast. But I think for like the first 2 weeks of month two, I did not lose any weight at all. And I got really frustrated. You know, the negative self-talk came up again. And it's not good. You know, I had to go back to like really listening to, you know, my inner self and being kind to myself, kind to my body. I continued to walk. I still did not do any weights because I think the gyms were still closed at that time. I started incorporating some band training and just body weight exercises like assisted push-ups, squats, lunges at home, and still walked a lot, maybe a little bit less than 10-15 miles, but maybe about 8 miles per day. Month two was not very significant. Maybe I want to say I lost maybe 10 pounds, which again, it's a lot. You know, 10 pounds is still a lot. I would continue to eat low carb. Every so often, I would throw in like a day of some carb eating. I still continue to fast throughout the month, like not paying attention to my period. And so one thing I would do different in month two is I would probably incorporate more weight training and really change my fasting routine, like going from OMAD to full day of eating, like maybe doing 5 days of OMAD, then eat on the weekend, and then jump into like a 5 day fast, like something just completely different from what I was doing before. And just incorporating more of like cortisol, decreasing cortisol, because when that stress hit, when I was stressing, like, oh my gosh, I haven't lost anything in 2 weeks, that cortisol actually can prevent you from losing weight. Because when your cortisol rises, your blood sugar goes up and your ketones go down. So you're not going to lose weight. And a lot of times it can kick you out of ketosis. So decreasing stress, being proactive in like meditation, really tuning into like when you walk outside, like breathing techniques and stuff, I would probably have incorporated more of that and more self-love, because you can never have self-love. I was still so critical. I looked amazing after losing 30 pounds, but I was so hard on my body and so critical. Month three was not that much different. Again, I just kind of threw in different lengths of fast. I did some ADF, alternative day fasting. So it's approximately 36-hour fast. Continue to eat clean. My meals were really perfect. Like, I did not cheat. I really didn't have any cravings at all. And for me, giving up alcohol was a huge game changer, because it's not that I would drink every day or a lot, but when I would drink, I liked red wine. So red wine is basically pure sugar alcohol. And so as soon as I would drink a couple glasses of wine, my body craved carbs. So all I wanted to eat is stuff like French fries, chips, salty stuff. And that did not help my weight loss because I would, work really hard during the week. And on the weekends when I would have some wine, I regained all the weight that I lost during the week. Some of the main points that I learned during this phase is that fast weight loss is not always better. It's good to have that momentum going. But it's really about changing the habits and the things that I was doing before, like when I, 10, 15 years ago, that made me gain the weight, the emotional eating, and really just getting really honest with yourself. Like, what is it that keeps you stuck? What is it that keeps you going back to emotional eating and truly healing that? And if you do have like true binge eating disorder, fasting is not the best thing for that. You really have to work with a therapist or someone to help you overcome that, because it can actually put you in a worse scenario. And as I mentioned before, another thing that I would have done different during this time is incorporating and really paying attention to my hormones instead of fasting 5 days before my cycle and during ovulation between day 12 and 14, I would have broke my fast and incorporated progesterone and estrogen building foods, which I include all that information in the course, the Mind Body Boss course. I discuss, exactly like what to incorporate during those weeks. Even when you are on like a really low carb diet, you're not a fasting person or anything, but you just eat really low carb, that's also very important to come out of that low carb and incorporate some of those foods to help you build progesterone and estrogen. Because even though you might feel good right now, when you go through menopause, it can really, really hurt you then. Another thing that I would have changed when I was going through this process is I would have incorporated more vitamins, like when I was breaking my fast, like biotin and stuff for my hair and my nails. Because when you're fasting, your body uses all the minerals in your body, and it takes the minerals from the parts of your body that it doesn't, that is not essential. And your hair and your nails are not essential. Your heart, your liver, your kidneys are essentials. Your body's so smart that it takes those minerals and vitamins from the non-essential parts. So I would have been supplementing, at least when I break my fast, with some high quality stuff like biotin, collagen. I would have also incorporated superfood smoothies. I started using Purium superfoods. I have a link in my description if you want to check them out, but they are probably the most nutrient-rich foods out there. And even when you eat a regular healthy diet with organic fruits and vegetables, you really don't get the amount of superfoods, fruits and veggies that you should. And if you do, even when you do get a lot of the veggies, most of the veggies, even the organic vegetables, are picked at least a week before they're truly ripe. And so when they're picked, when they're not 100% ripe, you don't get all those nutrients. And so the something different that Purium does is the way they grow their foods in organic soils, regenerative soils, the way they process the food, like they air dry it. There's no heat audit when they dry the foods, the superfood, and they pick them when they ripe. So you're getting the optimal nutrition that you possibly can. And so that's really important. If I had incorporated those shakes each time I broke my fast, I think I would probably feel better. My body would be more, would be receiving more nutrient-dense stuff. You know, there's different superfoods, veggies and stuff that you can drink. So I would have a smoothie to break my fast and maybe eat like another meal. The other thing that I would have changed as well is I would have incorporated some weight training, at least on the days when I break my fast. Usually the day when you break your fast, it's good to work out. And then you can also work out the morning after you break your fast because you still have some, oftentimes some glycogen to use up. So those would be the biggest things that I would have changed. So continue forward. I don't discuss this in the first episode that I made when I lost 57 pounds in 3 months, but I actually ended up doing some more fasting. I ended up losing probably 30 more pounds. I got down to like 155. So I started, my highest was 250. So technically I lost almost 100 pounds. When I got to 155, I'll show a picture right here. I did not look good. I took it to the extreme and I certainly overdid it. I got so addicted to fasting at work. I was in like small scrubs and people would come up to me and ask me if there was like, if I was okay, if I was sick. People thought I had cancer or something because I got so skinny. And it did not look good on my body. So yeah, don't be careful because that momentum is great, but sometimes you can go too far. Balance, healthy balance is important. Too much of fasting, too much of autophagy is also not good. It can actually be bad for you. After that, I kind of went away from fasting. I still fasted like over the weekends. I would do like a 3-day fast, probably like once a week. But I really focus on increasing the amount of time that I'm weight training. So I weight train it every single day during the week. When I started weight training, I really, really built a pretty significant amount of muscle. I already had quite a bit of muscle because I started weight training when I was 16 years old. I've always lifted weights. So it wasn't hard for me. I lifted weights 5 days a week. I really focus on getting enough protein, recovery, and then I would still fast on the weekends. But it made a huge difference in my body. Here's a picture of probably 6 months later. When I started weight training, I made some really big changes. After maybe a year, I kept the weight off. I regained probably about 10, 15 pounds. And because 155 was just not, I'm 5'9". I'm fairly tall. So 155 for me was pretty low. And I did not, again, I didn't feel good at that weight and I did not look healthy. I regained about 15 pounds when I started weight training. To fast forward 2 years later, I gained maybe another 15 pounds for a total of 30 pounds. I was going through a lot in my life, which I'll make another episode and just kind of go into it. But during that time, I really focused on just loving my body. Like I still felt good in my body. You know, 100 pounds of weight loss, if you regain 30 pounds, it's okay. And I really worked on just being kind to my body and loving myself and just taking the time to heal and do whatever I needed to do to feel better. Again, I will do an episode and discuss that because I think a lot of people go through that. You know, let's say you go through a divorce, right? Or something major in your life or family death. A lot of times we go back to the old habit that we've created because that stress, it's so intense that it's really, really challenging to continue with the new habits. So for whatever reason, those old habits like knock on the wall and they, hey, I'm back. Here you go. Eat some French fries or junk food. So you'll feel better. Remember that made you feel good. And that's a big lie because it doesn't make you feel good. And we all go through that. But it, again, it's a learning lesson. I will discuss more of that. I hope this episode was helpful to you. I hope it answered some of your questions. I've been getting a ton of questions about that first episode. Like, how did you lose? Can you go into more details? How you lost the 57 pounds in 3 months? I don't like almost talking about it because I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, I can go so extreme and lose this much weight. I want you to actually look at it and see all the mistakes I made and the things I would have done differently. I would have rather used 6 months to lose 60 pounds, which is still amazing, instead of doing it so quickly and putting my body and my hormones in jeopardy. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel or my Instagram, go in there, send me some DMs or questions or anything that you want to ask me or any topics you want me to discuss in the future. My Instagram is monicabanak.official. And if you have a great story, share it with me. If you've had a similar experience where you lost weight, regained, and kind of went in this yo-yo, and the lessons you've learned from that, I would love to hear from you. If you haven't grabbed my free fasting guide for beginners, get it. It's in my on my Instagram, in my bio. It is 100% free. It's over 20 pages long. It's a great guide to kind of slowly get you into fasting without making the mistakes that I made and just to keep you safe. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If this episode was helpful, feel free to share it with others. If you're watching it on YouTube, drop me a comment below. Tell me if this inspired you, the pictures, the transformation, and let me know what your experience has been with fasting and weight loss, the lessons you've learned, and the things that you would maybe do differently.